I thought I was going to jib it really to start with, but no, I had a coach had a word with me, and it was the idea to just sit in, let somebody else do the work early on, and just test the field at 5K. Felt good when I got there, and nobody wanted to come with me, so just thought I'd have a go at solo, and got lucky today.
Did you honestly think that the result of this race was in doubt? Because it looked like you were dominating and were in control, and with about 12 laps to go, you picked up your speed, you were extending that lead, and you just looked completely at ease with your own game plan.
Yeah, pre-race is always going to have a few doubts, but I was confident in myself, my training's gone well, got a great training partner in Ollie and Andy Nash. So, cheers, mate. So, I knew the plans to get was just pre-race nerves. You're always going to question yourself and what ifs and buts, but it didn't happen, came right, so it's all good.
We know that you've been putting in the hard yards for this. You've been training all year round. This is your forte. Ollie Lockley, your training partner, did win it 2 years ago in Gotland. You've won it this year. This must be a dream come true for you.
Yeah, it is. We'll have to go to Guernsey next time and have a go there and see if we can duke it out at the front.
When you were extending that lead, as I say, with about 12 laps to go, you took the lead. And you must have heard the roar from the crowd each time you went past. How difficult is it to keep that consistency and to keep your pace in check with what you know to be true?
It doesn't affect you, really. It's the roar from the crowd lifts you. So you might have that rough patch, especially in a 25-lap race. The team around is a great team that all... Everyone chips in, supports everyone. It's a brilliant team, and that really does lift you.
The athletics contingent here for Team Isle of Man in Gibraltar, it's often spoken about as being one big family, and they were right behind you from start to finish. Just a word for how good all of those have been for you as an athlete in these games.
It's hard to put into words, really. There's so many people to thank, but Isle of Man Sport and Isle of Man Athletic Association, got to thank those, and a massive thank you to Manx Harriers. They've put so much hard work into getting so many of the athletes here. Same with Western and Northern. They're all backing their athletes. And it's just from grassroots right up, everyone supports you. Even walking down the street, everyone's sending messages saying good luck, have a good games, and really good spirit around the whole island.